Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hello, this is Canadian Politics is Boring. I am Rhys Waters, and with me is Jesse Harley.
Hello.
And this episode is slightly different from normal. We have a guest. Now, obviously, Jesse is very apathetic when it comes to politics. He hates politics. So I thought...
You have no idea.
Yeah. I thought, what better way to inspire him to like politics, but to meet a real living politician?
We have been talking about an awful lot of dead ones.
So hopefully we can inspire... we can inspire Jesse to start to care. Now, with us is Lord Mayor Mike Savage. Hello.
Hello there. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great.
I would like to apologize in advance to our podcast listeners and to Rhys and to Lord Mayor Mike. It's so hot today that I have to have my window open just to have some kind of breeze where I'm recording the show. So if now and then you happen to hear like a car driving by or a little girl screaming, hopefully not in that exact order, then you'll know why. But hopefully that doesn't happen too much. So.
Lord Mayor Mike, is that how we refer to you, or do you prefer is it like Your Highness or Your Excellency?
You know, when I was elected mayor, everybody called me Your Worship. That's the title that they use, and I told people, look, that's a little pretentious. Just call me Mayor Mike or Mike or something like that. And then a year later, I was in Belfast, which is where I was born. I was invited to go to Belfast, and I was introduced as the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor, and I thought I could live with that. So. Any combination of those words would suit me well from you guys.
Do you get your wife to call you that?
Well, it depends on the circumstances, but very, very seldom. Very seldom.
Well, can we call you Mayor Mike? I think Mayor Mike is good.
Call me Mike.
Mike.
Just call you Mike. Okay, right. We'll just do Mike. But it sounds more impressive on the podcast if we say Mayor Mike. Yeah. No, you are mayor of our home city, Halifax. And tell us a little bit about what a mayor does exactly.
Yeah, I really don't have any clue, honestly.
All right, let me get my book. It's written down
here. You have
a book? It's written down here somewhere.
There's an instructional film.
Oh, no, that's the thing for my colonoscopy. I can't find exactly where the... You see, as mayor, it's actually not dissimilar to a colonoscopy, now that I think of it in many ways, but council at least. I would say this, that there's different mayors, different roles, depending on where you are in the world. And in Canada, we have what they generally call the weak mayor system. So I don't hire the police chief, the fire chief. We have a city manager who does that. The city manager reports to the council, and I'm a member of council and possibly the lead dog on council. So we represent the city. I do have a very nice chain of office, though, that would make Hulk Hogan blush. But I don't wear it. I don't wear it very often. There is actually administrative responsibility for it. But there's also the ceremonial aspect and, you know, getting out and about in the community.
Mike, if you could now say all that again, except pretend that in front of you is a monkey who has a pretty decent grasp of the English language as far as monkeys could. Now explain to that monkey what your job is.
Take shit for everything.
And you have to smile as well while you do.
Right, yes.
One thing I really want to know is that politicians often they're perceived in a certain way by the press and by the public. How do you balance being like a normal person and the kind of cynicism sometimes that people have towards politicians?
So I thought this was
serious questions here, Rhys.
It is a serious question. I was interested.
Oh my God, we kind of went from 2.5 men to Masterpiece Theater in 30 seconds. right there, folks.
Don't worry, we've got some interesting questions.
I am kind of a regular guy. Most people, you know, I think most people would see me as Mike. And, you know, in my own community and in the broader community of Halifax, I think people are generally comfortable with me. Social media is a real pain in the ass in a lot of ways. It's also a real tool for communicating, right? So the problem with social media is the same as the benefits of social media, which is you get everybody's immediate unvarnished opinion. And so you're subject to everybody's kind of whims. So it's important that you take social media seriously and do as I do and not really look at it all that much. I tend to use it as a way of communicating outward, and I'm very open to people coming and talking to me, but I'm not interested in the troll that's sitting in his mother's basement at the age of 35 wearing sweatpants firing off, you know, shitty comments about people. If you have a serious problem,
hey, I represent that remark. Thank you very much.
So, you know, you have to find out how to use it. So, yeah, there certainly are the trials and, you know, tribulations of being in the public eye. But generally, I enjoy it, and I find most people are pretty appreciative of the work, you know, that I do as mayor and that we do as council, and people aren't as... They may be cynical, but they're not mean.
What's the weirdest thing you've been invited to?
Probably this podcast on on what are we on, Stratocaster or something?
You've been, you know, in politics for a while. What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you in politics?
There we go.
Okay. Well, I remember knocking on a door one time when I was a member of parliament on a Saturday morning, and a woman coming to the door, and as she opened the door, she looked out at me, and the newspaper was on the floor, and she bent down to get the newspaper. She was wearing a nightgown, and she revealed things about herself that I didn't expect. I mean, that's kind of funny when you think about it.
Why were you knocking on the door?
I'm knocking on the door looking for votes. That's what you do.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't knocking on the door in anticipation of that circumstance happening. It just happened, yeah, right? But then the question
there's
is...
There's a woman in a house. Let's knock on the door. Yeah.
But then the question is, very quickly, you have to figure out, you know, what do you do? You don't want to seem too interested, but we're also, you know, I'm a politician. I'm not in the business of offending people. So that was one funny thing. I could tell you, I've danced in public and I can't dance. I've sung in public and I can't sing. I've acted in public and I can't act. I've appeared at the Halifax Comedy Festival. I'm not funny. I've done all kinds of things. There are no end of ways to humiliate yourself as a mayor. I can tell you that for absolutely certain.
Well, you kind of brought this on yourself. Can you name the most humiliating time as mayor that you can think of? I'm sure you want to relive that, especially on a national podcast.
I remember once at the Merit Awards, which are for theater, I used a word that's commonly but not acceptably used, and it made it into a trade magazine. That was kind of bad. It wasn't something that impressed my wife that much.
What was the word? My mind is just racing to find what that word could be.
You can tell us, and Reese will bleep over it. He'll bleep over it with a Canadian goose sound so that nobody else will hear it, just us.
Okay. Later. Go on. Next question.
Next one.
Okay. To come back to the main kind of crux of why we wanted to speak to a real live politician such as yourself was, you know, why should Jesse care about politics?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, because I don't.
Well, you know what? It's often been said that politics is show business for ugly people, and I think there's probably some truth to that. There's a lot of theater in politics. But look, I mean, I don't believe the old adage. There's an old adage that if you don't vote, you can't complain. I don't agree with that necessarily. I think that people should vote, but only if they take the time to actually make an informed decision. But I do believe that government mm-hmm. makes a difference. I do believe that we make decisions that will affect not only people today, but their kids and their grandkids.
What kind of, Jesse, think in your life, what does politics affect, something that you care about?
Oh, don't want to go down that road.
Are you kidding? I was going to say the only thing you care about is capoeira, but that's not true.
Do you pay taxes, Jesse?
I do pay taxes, yeah.
But I know people that really don't care much for politics, but when an issue comes up that matters to them, maybe they want more bike lanes or less bike lanes, or maybe they think taxes are too high, or maybe we should be buying more green space. And those are the issues that we have to decide.
I'm a little jaded, I guess, because, you know, the way I look at it is it's, and I've said this before in our podcast, is standing back and looking at the bigger picture of politics, to me, it really does resemble a wrestling match, like a giant WWE wrestling match, where it's not about you know, what's good for the people, what's bad for the people, what are we going to try to accomplish together as a whole? It becomes a yelling match of I'm going to beat this person. When and if they get voted in, they just do whatever they like. Doesn't like so that's how I've looked right. at it. Like, you know, I won't get into it because it is.
Well, do you like wrestling?
I mean, no. Not really.
Politicians, you know, politicians, we're no different than anybody else. There's good ones, there's bad ones, there's those who cheat, there's those who don't. By and large, the people that I've seen in public life of all parties are good, decent people who are trying to do the right thing. The problem is we get into a format where you end up, like you see in the United States or a question period here in Canada or lots of other places, where everything becomes a litany of talking points and criticisms and really bullshit. And that does turn people off, and there's something in the environment that makes that happen. But if you don't think politics matters, take a look at the president of the United States and say, you know, whether you like him or you don't, and I don't, he's making a hell of a difference in the world, for me in a very negative way. He was elected into office, and so I think that it matters who you elect, and you need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, no, I
And your old man made a lot of money off politicians.
Oh, God, did he ever.
Actually, our audience doesn't know about Jesse's dad, what he used to do. So, Jesse, could you just talk about who your dad was?
My old man was, both of my parents, actually, believe it or not, were comedians, professional comedians when I was growing up. My mother played Pamela True and Gladys Gillis on CBC Radio, and my father was a stand-up comedian for 35 years, known in the Maritimes as General John Cabot Trail. And yeah, outside of the Maritimes, no one really heard of him.
He was more than a minor celebrity. He was General John Cabot Trail, down with the causeway. That was like that's what people said, right? So,
and Mike, the interesting thing is your father was premier of Nova Scotia, and before we were rolling, one thing you talked about was the fact that Jesse's dad used to make fun of your dad in his role as a comedian, which is an amazing connection that I did not realize.
And now I'm continuing the family tradition.
Yes, exactly, but not in a mean-spirited way. You know, I mean, one line he used to say all the time. I get tired of hearing it. He says, "You know, imagine my father was a doctor too, eh? Imagine a doctor who's a politician. On the one hand, he can check out your pain in the arse, and on the other hand, he can be one." So he.
I like your impersonation of my dad. That was good.
So, growing up with a father who was like high up in politics, what was that like as a kid for you, Mike? Because I imagine being in school, were you like the butt end of the opinions of your school friends? Friends' parents?
Because my father, and many people would tell you this, to the end of his days, was not really a politician. He was a social activist. He was a doctor. He was a crusader.
Sorry for interrupting, but to those who don't know who your father was, maybe we can talk a little bit briefly about who he is and who he was.
My father was Pierre Trudeau, who was the Prime Minister of Canada from 1968 until... No. My father was John Savage, and mayor of the great city of Dartmouth from 85 to 92, leader of the Liberal Party in 92, premier of Nova Scotia to 93 to 97. He was premier at a difficult time, made a lot of very difficult decisions. I would argue that he was one of the most principled men that our province has ever seen. But he didn't make governance easy because he wasn't really political in any great sense. He was a social activist. And so how he made us uncomfortable as kids was he was a great crusader for sex education in the schools when that was still a really radical idea. And I remember being asked by the Hill Times when I was a member of parliament for my most stressful time as an MP. And I said, it wasn't as an MP, it was in grade 8 when my father was teaching sex education to the class. That's the most stressful time I ever had in my life. When your father is up at the front of the room talking about vaginas and penises, and you're in grade 8 with all your buddies, you're looking for a hole to go into, right? So, but look, my father was he died in 2003, as did my mom. They were great people and left a good legacy for us.
So I've got some questions, and you've got a choice, but you've got to choose one or the other. Right. Basically, which mayor would you prefer to be? And these are fictional mayors.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So would you rather be Samwise Gamgee, who was mayor of the Shire, or Papa Smurf, who was mayor of Smurftown.
What's the first one? I never heard of that.
Lord of the Rings. Oh. Samwise Gamgee went on to be mayor. He served five terms in the Shire, okay, apparently.
Yeah. I'll go with Smurf. I can pronounce that one. I thought you were going to.
The second one is
Mayor McCheese was going to be an option.
Yeah, that would have been a better one. What about Joe Quimby, the smooth but corrupt mayor of Springfield off The Simpsons, or Mayor Richard Wilkins, the evil demon mayor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Ooh. Oh, Simpsons, Quimby.
Simpsons
Quimby. Yeah, I was getting, yeah.
And then the last one is Mayor Lenny from Ghostbusters 1 and 2, who failed to predict not one, but two supernatural threats to New York. Or the mayor from Jaws, who insisted it was safe to go back in the water in an effort to protect tourism in his town.
Yeah, he's my least favorite mayor, right? I remember Roy Scheider as the police chief and giving this guy grief. So I'll go with the other one. My favorite fictional mayor, by the way, guys, and I encourage you and all your audience to check this out, was Kelsey Grammer was in a TV show called Boss about being the mayor of Chicago. And he was kind of an interesting mayor until he started killing people and assaulting people and that sort of stuff. But it was,
what?
I thought it was a good show. Yeah, he had people killed.
This is the fictional mayor you admire the most.
No, not the fictional mayor I admire the most, but maybe the one I admire the most. Parts of what he did. I don't condone the elimination of people's lives just for politics.
No,
but, you know, I mean, not yet.
We'll see how the rest of this interview goes. Yeah,
2020 has got a lot of wiggle room, I think. So, before we spoke to you, we put out on social media to people some questions they'd like to ask you, and we had really obscure local issues, which won't talk about because we've got this is like a national audience, and they're not interested in the drainage at Chocolate Lake. They're more interested in the kind of more universal themes.
So, if I may, I'd like to start off by asking the questions from people who didn't quite understand how this game worked. Okay. The first question is from Habiba Mouse. How would you determine how many house painters there are in Halifax? I don't really understand.
We have a number of people who we pay to do that kind of work. We have a house painter census bureau within the city. I'd have to go to talk to them.
Oh. Right, of course. Yes.
Watch this space.
From Alter Ego Tailoring, Alter Ego_Tailoring asks, why only fun questions? To which we responded, it's a comedy show. And they responded, ah. And that was it. Nothing else.
There you go.
Let's see. Okay, so this is a good one, actually. So from Brad_Hallie78, I'm going to just ask a part of his question because it was a long one. When is Halifax allowed to have a real adult entertainment club again?
It's not really a priority for the city, I imagine.
I don't know. Is it illegal to have one? I don't know. It's not illegal, is it?
No, from what I understand, from what I've been told in the background, not that I really care, is that the province...
You seem to really care about this, Jesse.
Like it's a really deep, it's very close to my heart.
So you do care about politics, it's just on a topic you're too embarrassed to admit it on.
Yes, I want more strip clubs, damn it.
Sarah Maya 85 asked, what is your favorite type of apple?
Oh, Royal Gala.
Royal Gala, there we go.
Or honey crisp to make a Nova Scotia one. I'm not a big fan of sour apples. My wife is. I'm not big on those green things. I think those are for horses.
ContraZoom asks, what's your favorite quirky history point about Halifax that you learned since becoming mayor?
Halifax. Okay, it's cool. What is the only city in the last 30 years that had three of the top 12 scorers in the NHL? And the answer is Halifax. Nathan MacKinnon, Sidney Crosby, and Brad Marchand.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Not Toronto, not Vancouver, not Montreal. It's little old Halifax.
With like less than 500,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want to eat up all of your time here, but we do have 270 questions from Halifangus.
There was one, the one question I earmarked from him. He had lots of really funny ones, but what was the most important lesson your dad taught you about politics?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's this. And it was about politics, but it was about life. It was, don't let the things that you don't know how to do stop you from doing the things that you know need to be done. And that was his life, was he was not an expert in everything, but he could bring people to the table. And for me, politics, you know, very seriously, politics is about bringing people together. People think that you have to be on the crazy left or the crazy right wing of politics to have passion. And I think there's a great passion in progressive moderation. I guess the other thing is, don't let the bastards get you down.
That's like your slogan, your tagline, isn't it? I like that. Yeah.
That'd be a good tattoo.
Can I ask one? I have to ask one other question from Halifangus. I just have to. So you've had a few deputy mayors now. Who rips the worst farts?
Man, that's a good question.
Who do you want to throw under the bus?
I would have to say...
We lost the signal.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, well.
And we could ask you to say it again, but there's no time.
We've run out of time.
Thanks so much for your time. You're up for re-election in October. So is there anything you wanted to say to as part of your campaign to be re-elected as mayor of Halifax?
Yeah.
Mike Savage, you could do worse.
can we put that as a bumper sticker or a t-shirt on our podcast store?
Oh my god.
Maybe, you know, Mike Savage, not as bad as you might have heard. Something like that.
I want to make a t-shirt.
It's been a pleasure to be on with you guys.
It's been a pleasure to have you on our show. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on and just putting up with us for half an hour. We appreciate it.
Well, I go back to mayoring. So thanks so much for your time.
All right, guys. Thank you.